Miami-Dade County FL Superintendent Carvalho. Our kids are being used as political pawns. By Pam Key on September 12, 2021. Alberto Carvalho, superintendent of Miami-Dade County Public Schools in Florida, said Sunday on CBS's Face the Nation that children were being used as political pawns in the fight over mask and vaccines mandates. Partial transcript as follows. Margaret Brennan, so, what actually controls the spread in the classroom? Are classrooms vectors for spread of this virus? Carvalho, I think the experts are very compelling in telling us what controls the spread. Number 1, vaccination for those who are eligible 12 and older. And I am proud of my community since 98% of residents in Miami-Dade have already attended at least one dose of the vaccine. As a school board, we've taken courageous steps incentivizing the vaccination of employees with financial incentives for our employees. Social distancing, mandatory masking, ionization, cleaning techniques in the classrooms. If you put all those together, a multi-layered approach, then we can in fact contain the spread of this awful disease. Brennan, so, you can't require your employees to be vaccinated. Carvalho, in the state of Florida, there are legal restrictions in terms of mandating vaccination of employees. Brennan, exactly. And then the teachers' union, they're encouraging vaccination, but they aren't mandating it. Does anything change now that the president made this announcement? Carvalho, well, I think one thing that has changed is the fact that there is a greater incentive and a greater focus on the need to vaccinate individuals in our communities. You know, the best way to reduce the positivity rates to contain the spread of COVID-19 is by surrounding kids with vaccinated individuals. And our incentives, the deployment of mobile vaccination units and testing units to our schools, which we do around the clock. Brennan, right. Carvalho, are having an effect. Brennan, well, I want to ask you about the tragedy. As you just mentioned, of those 13 people who worked for you, right? And in a district which has high positivity rate, high poverty rate, they were unvaccinated. Why did they refuse to get vaccinated? Carvalho, and I think that's an important question. And I think it underlies, you know, it underscores a real tragedy in our community and across the country. There are individuals in our communities, particularly ethnic minorities, who as a result of sad examples that are historic in nature, coupled now with misinformation and disinformation from a very small but very vocal minority that seeks to misinform and confuse. And the sad reality. Brennan, well, that's why I want to ask you if the president's mandate and talking it up makes a difference, because the former Surgeon General was tweeting, Jerome Adams, this week that he gets the intent. But many minorities, he says, still have historically founded reservations. Many people have honest questions. So, he's saying essentially this may backfire in those minority communities. If they don't trust the federal government telling them to take a vaccine isn't going to help. Carvalho, I understand, and that's why local governments that are usually trusted school districts, teachers, educators, superintendents, school board members, community-based organizations need to step up to provide an echo and a course of reason in our communities. Look, this should not be a political issue. This is a health concern issue. We've never debated the value of vaccination for measles, mumps, polio or hepatitis. Brennan, yeah. Carvalho, what's different now? The conditions? The health conditions are not what's causing this issue. Politics are, and sadly, here we are debating this from a political perspective, rather than a health benefit perspective. Brennan, yeah. Carvalho, I tell you, as a superintendent, as a father, as a teacher, I am concerned for our kids. They are being used as political pawns in this political chess game, and that is reprehensible. Follow Pam Key on Twitter @PamKeenan.